Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1, 2, 2, 2. Now, 3 prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Welcome to the Signs International Ministries Outreach, reaching over 100 countries each month with the gospel of the coming kingdom of Jesus Christ via Superstation WWRB 3.185 and the Internet. Jesus is coming back for His bride, and it won't be long now. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, "Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come up upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines." Wow! I do not know about you, my friends, but I can clearly hear the breeze in the mulberry trees stirring up those leaves. The Spirit of the Lord is moving once more in these last days to smote all sin upon the earth. Glory to God. Amen. I will be evaluating which programs have the largest listener base, just in case I have to cancel one after the first of the year due to the lack of funding. So please call in a radio check and tell me your state and what program day is best for you to listen, Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday. Now please listen to this message preached by Brother Evans titled, "Don't Be Blind." The prophecy news behind the news will follow Brother Evans' message.
God is doing something throughout the whole world. And not always the things that you're hearing. Sometimes the things that we hear are not God. But God is doing something. He hasn't gone to sleep. He hasn't forsaken us. It is that hour. It is that time. And He's moving in a powerful way. I've entitled this, "Don't Be Blind." There's a portion of scripture over in the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter, where we read and enjoy, and we've preached on it and we've studied on it, about blind Bartimaeus. And sometimes when we think about this, we think about people that are blind, and maybe somebody is listening today that is blind. I believe today is your day for a miracle.
Amen.
But I want to talk to others out there, those that might be spiritually blind. You know, sometimes we don't take this spiritually. We only take it physically. I realize blind Bartimaeus was blind physically, but I wonder how many of us are blind spiritually in many different areas, areas of our life that we may not even recognize. And sometimes we hear people preaching the gospel and we have a hard time with it. We say, "Well, that's not for today. This is not for now." Yes, it is. If it's recorded in God's Word, it's still for today. It has never ended. Things are still taking place. And as we begin to realize this, then we need to take a look at our own lives and find out if there's any areas where we are spiritually blind. Are we spiritually blind? Are our eyes closed to some things that God wants to do for us, and we're just holding Him off? You ever done that? I've done that in my life. You just kind of hold God off. You know, sometimes when you're listening careful and He does speak to His people, He'll say, "How can I bless you when you won't let me?" And sometimes we have to get out of His way. You know, He told us that today. Just get out of the way. I'll do it for you. We just walk along with Him. Just let God do what He wants to do. Stop hindering Him. Stop fighting. And just yield to the Spirit and do what God is saying. I'm not talking about becoming a fanatic. I'm not talking about getting out there in areas we don't belong. I'm talking about walking according to the Word of God. I've jotted down just 4 little areas. There's many areas that we could talk about when we're thinking about spiritually blind. The first one is one of the biggest ones. First, how many of you are walking in God's perfect plan for your lives? I mean, are you walking in God's plan for your life? I'm not talking about, are you called to the ministry? I mean, we've got enough people out there that think they're called to the ministry that aren't called to the ministry. We've got missionaries that should be pastors and pastors that should be missionaries. We got evangelists that should have stayed home. We got evangelists that definitely should have left.
There you go. Amen.
So I'm not talking just about that. If you're there, I could be talking to you because I want to know, do you know what God has for you in your life? Or are you going to sit around in some rut waiting until you die and go home and find out you got no rewards to lay down at the feet of Jesus? There's things He has for every one of our lives. Some of us are always going to work. You say, why are we going to work? Well, the kingdom of God needs finances too. And sometimes He uses us to bring in the finances. If everybody went and preached and nobody worked, the churches would have to close their doors. There'd be nobody left. We couldn't send anybody. We have to have finances. So I'm not talking about just closing the job you got and say, well, I'm going to go in the ministry. Are you called? If you're called, go. But there's other things that God may be asking you to do. And it's not sit home and watch television every night and do absolutely nothing.
Amen.
I mean, God's got something far better for you than that.
Amen.
It's not just to spend all your time with your family, and I know you should spend time with your family, but what is God calling you to do? Where's God play in this? What's His part? You know, blind Bartimaeus had to throw off his cloak. He had to get up. He had to do something. He couldn't just sit there. He gave up his only means of livelihood, in a sense. Everybody recognized he was blind by that coat. Everybody recognized he was blind by the cane. He threw him down because he wanted something far higher. God has something far higher for you, and I believe with all my heart that He's calling you and talking to you. The time is short. Maybe the neighbors next door aren't saved. Maybe the neighbors two doors away aren't saved. Maybe the person that you work with are not saved. What is God calling you to do? My second point that I want you to think about. Some are blind to God's love and His mercy. Boy, are they. So many children of God are living so far underneath what God has for them. They're living with a blanket of condemnation. They're feeling useless, unloved, unworthy. Can't be used by God, no way. I mean, that's the way they feel. And they don't realize the mercy and the love of God. They're listening to the lie of the enemy.
Amen.
He's lying. When blind Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was coming, even the disciples told him to shut up, be still. He wouldn't do it. He wanted his miracle.
Yes.
He wanted what God had for him. He didn't care what other people said. He was going to do what God had said in His Word. He recognized God's love. He recognized God's mercy. And when we realize God's love and God's mercy, we don't care what man may say. We don't care what they think. We're able to move out into the fullness of the things that God has for us and receive those things that we can walk in the fullness of His love.
Amen.
Don't listen to those people that say, well, this is not for today. If it's in the Bible, it's for today.
Yes.
If it's in the Bible, it's for tomorrow.
Right.
If it's in the Bible, it's always, always, always for us.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you don't know God's love and God's mercy, we're here to tell you about God's love. We're here to tell you about God's mercy. Yes, we're living in the last days. Yes, things are happening. We're going to see things take place. We're going to see greater hurricanes this year than last year. More of them, larger in size. We're going to see more tornadoes we already have. But it is God's sign that we're in the last days. That if you turn your life to God, if you go to God, His love and His mercy will protect you.
Amen.
Point number three. Some are blind to God's generosity and His provisions. You know, we hear a lot that God doesn't want to prosper us. Well, that would be really bad. If every one of us was broke, and not one of us had any money, what would we do for the kingdom of God? What could we do? Could we send a missionary? Could we build a church? Could we help keep some Christian radio station on or some Christian TV program? Could we do that? No, God wants to prosper us. God wants to supply every single need that we have. He promises us in His Word that He'll do these things. But if we listen to those that come along and say, oh no, God doesn't do that anymore. Well, I don't know about you. My God does it for me.
Amen. Yes, He does.
He supplies. He always meets every provision that we've got. He's more generous than we are. He says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Now I'll tell you, that's really giving back. He says, with whatever shovel you use to dish it out, I'm going to get a bigger one and I'm going to give it to you. I mean, we can't outdo God. He loves us. I remember some great men of God, Smith Wigglesworth, said the day that God can't supply for him, he'll go back and be a plumber again. Well, he never become a plumber again, because God was always there, always supplying his need, always taking care of it. And God will take care of you. We gotta believe that God will do what he's told us he will do. That's the whole key. You said it, God, I believe it. Therefore, I receive it. Glory. He will do what he's told us he'll do. The last point that I want to share with you today, number 4, some are blind to the truth. In Luke chapter 21, verse 8, Jesus warned us, take heed that you be not deceived. We're living in a day of the greatest deception we've ever seen. Sad to say, from our president down, they're lying to us. They're lying to us. They're not telling us the truth. But God always tells us the truth. His Word always tells us the truth.
Yes.
Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Don't listen when they say everything's going to be rosy and nothing's ever going to go wrong. Jesus said, in this world, you have tribulations. You have trials. You have troubles. But he said, fear not, I've overcome them. And because he's overcome, we can overcome.
Amen.
So don't listen to the lies of the devil. Don't listen when they tell you that, boy, everything's going to prosper. Every time I turn on the news, I shake my head. Just yesterday, a place closed down not too far from us. 75 jobs gone. Right in our own town, 80 jobs gone. And the 75 jobs, the worst thing about it, they said they're going to Japan. Now, what are we going to do here in America? Who sold us out? I'm glad God never sold us out. Because God's always going to move on our behalf. Regardless, if our country was to go totally broke, bankruptcy, our God would still take care of our needs.
Amen.
Our God would still provide for us. Our God would still take us through. We're still going to be victorious because His Word says so. Yes, we're coming to the last days. We're in the last days. Things are all around us. Every sign we see points to the last day. Jesus is coming.
Amen.
But he said, occupy until I come.
That's right.
Now, if you don't know him, you need to know him.
That's right.
But if you do know him, he said, occupy until I come. Don't sit in some chair. Don't sit back and tell your preacher, well, you do it, preacher.
Why?
Occupy. Help him. Get out there. Bring in the lost. Bring in the sick. When they tell you that everything's going to be okay, there's not going to be any Antichrist, say, wait a minute. My Bible says he's here already. My Bible says there's going to be a mark of the beast, 666, cashless society, one world government. It's going to take place. But we're still the victors. God's going to take us through victoriously. And everybody that belongs to the body of Christ, everybody is going to walk in victory. So don't listen to the lies. Don't just sit there along the wayside doing absolutely nothing. Don't be one of those that just let the devil, you know, lord it over them. Take their kids, put sickness on them, put disease on them, put suffering on them. You don't have to do that. The day of healing is not over. The day of miracles is not over. Our God can do everything He's ever done in the Bible and more than we ever know. I've seen the blind eyes open. I've seen deaf ears open. I've seen the dead raised. Our God is able. Know the truth. Don't be blind to the truth. Don't listen to those that come around and lie to you and tell you that's not so. There's only one way to get saved, the Bible says. By receiving Jesus Christ personally as your Lord. It's that simple. Now confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Believe it in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. And the Bible says you are saved. Glory to God. You can walk in that victory. Get baptized in the Holy Ghost. You may say, I don't believe in that. Well, I'm sorry for you. You're going to go through a lot of struggles. You're going through a lot of troubles. You're going through a lot of problems. And there's no way you can get out of them because you haven't got the power of the Holy Ghost to do it. You need the power of the Holy Ghost that you can walk in the victory that God has already given to you. We're in the last days. This summer is not going to be a rose bed. We're going to see things this summer that's going to trouble us all. But the good news is, our God is going to take us through victoriously. We're going to be the winners. We're going to be the victors. So if you don't know Jesus Christ, why don't you do it right now? Bow your head and ask Jesus in your heart. If you need a miracle, if you need healing, ask Him right now. Believe that He'll do it. Be like blind Bartimaeus. Throw off whatever is holding you down and receive what God has for you.
Praise God if you received something while Pastor Evans was preaching. Please use the contact information at the end of the program to let us know what you received. It can only add to your blessing. Thank you. And now, the prophecy news behind the news. The divided states of America. What happens if it turns out that Barack Obama is not a natural-born citizen of the United States? Would the millions of people who voted for Obama respect the Constitution and demand that he step aside? Or would they demand that the Constitution be ignored so Obama could take the oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States? The people who want Obama in the White House, whether he is a natural-born citizen or not, could care less about constitutionality. They just want their godfather Obama in the White House. Daniel chapter 8, verse 25. And through his policy, also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Continuing. Decision on Obama citizenship pending. The Supreme Court held off deciding whether to grant a hearing in a long-shot lawsuit that would decide whether Barack Obama can constitutionally become president as a natural-born U.S. citizen. The list of court orders that denies or grants hearings did not mention the lawsuit, which says Mr. Obama should be disqualified from the presidency because he purportedly acquired the same British citizenship that his father had had when he was born. A spokesman for the court said the decision on whether to hear the suit brought by retired New Jersey lawyer Leo Donofrio is likely to be announced soon, possibly even before this airs on Science Radio. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. Continuing, Obama's Palestinian friend. No one stopped Rashid Khalidi, the Columbia University professor of modern Arab studies at Ben-Gurion Airport. Having just landed after the long flight from New York, the professor was anticipating the traditional reception from airport security personnel reserved for visitors with suspicious names. To his surprise, he entered the airport like anyone else, with no problem or delays. Perhaps word had gotten around at Ben-Gurion that he was the Palestinian friend of United States President-elect Barack Obama. My. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. My. It'll be all over. The last day's signs, they're here. Continuing. Baghdad scuttlebutt. Obama's a Shiite. When Obama won, says Mohammed, it was a big day in Sadr City. Many people felt, now we have a brother in the White House. Sadr City's estimated population is 2 million and is a bastion of anti-Americanism, where a radical Shiite cleric al-Sadr and his militia, the Mahdi Army, hold sway. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Continuing, plan for tax on cow gas stinks, U.S. farmer says. My. You're not going to believe this one. American farmers are creating a stink over the proposed cow tax that would penalize them for owning belching and flatulent cattle and pigs. Livestock producers say that the government's Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, wants to charge them for raising levels of levels of methane and other polluting nitrous gases emitted by their farm animals. Farmers say the fees of up to $175, which is nothing to laugh at, a cow and $20 for each pig could put many of them out of business and lead to the worldwide closure of food outlets across the United States of America. Watchman comment. What crazy thing will they come up with next, not only to tax you to death, but to get you to take the mark of the beast, 666. Matthew chapter 25, verse 30, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Continuing, natural-born requirement called stupidest provision. An associate lawyer in a Chicago-based firm whose partner served on a finance committee for then-Senator Barack Obama has advocated for the elimination of the U.S. Constitution's requirement that a president be a natural-born citizen, calling the requirement stupid and asserting it discriminates and is outdated and undemocratic. Watchman comment. Well, Mr. Bright Lawyer, it is you who are stupid because you have just admitted you knew Lord Obama, the false messiah, the godfather, is not a natural-born USA citizen. Our founding fathers did not form a democracy, by the way, but instead a republic, which is quite different than your socialistic, communistic democracy. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now you know why they wanted the Pledge of Allegiance out of our schools. No one even knows it anymore. They've dumbed down our kids. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. Continuing, robot soldiers to determine who lives or dies. The U.S. Army and Navy have both hired experts in the ethics of building machines to prevent the creation of an amoral Terminator-style killing machine that murders indiscriminately. By 2010, the U.S. will have invested $4 billion in a research program into the autonomous system, the military jargon for robots, on the basis that they would not succumb to fear or the desire for vengeance that afflicts frontline soldiers. It sends a cold shiver down my spine. Working in artificial intelligence for decades, some have realized the idea of a robot making decisions about human termination is terrifying. Watchman comment, and you still think the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, is wrong? Think again, my friends, the last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. Daniel 12, verse 4, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Continuing, new ID scanners can view documents through your car and clothes up to 50 feet away. The federal government has already deployed new detection machines that can scan citizens without their knowledge from as far as 50 feet away and read their personal documents, such as passports or driver's license that contain RFID chips. The Homeland Security Department touts the high-tech devices as increasing security at border crossing, but privacy advocates are raising all sorts of red flags. Critics say the new machines, which read one's personal information right through a wallet or purse, do so without consent or a warrant and may set a worrisome precedent. The devices, called radio frequency identification RFID machines, allow officials to read remotely any passports, pass cards, and driver's licenses that contain special chips with personal information. The RFIDs are so sensitive that even before a vehicle pulls up at a border checkpoint, agents will already have on their computer screen the personal data of the passengers. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has told you many, many, many times, as they had said, these readers could only read 1 or 2 feet away. And I told you they would read 50 feet and possibly a lot farther. Now the fulfillment is here. Continuing the article, including each person's name, date of birth, nationality, passport or ID number, and even a digitized photo. The new gadgets are in place, or soon will be, at 5 border crossings, Blaine, Washington, Buffalo, Detroit, and Nogales, Arizona, and San Ysidro, California. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Continuing, U.S. may be in for great recession, longest since post-war. The U.S. economy, now officially in recession, may be in the midst of the longest slump in the post-World War II era as job losses mount and credit dries up. The economies of both the Euro area and Japan fell into a large slump in the second quarter of this year, making it the first stimulus recession in the three regions in the post-war era. The contraction is the second under President George W. Bush's watch, making him the first U.S. leader since Richard Nixon to preside over two recessions. Watchman comment, this is a fulfillment of what you have heard from the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman. What they're not telling you is that this thing is a depression, not a recession, not any other word. They've got a new word for this, but I can't remember what it was, but it's not depression. Sounds a little bit like it, though. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Amen. Pastor Evans.
Just receive Jesus Christ as your Lord. Make him the Lord of your life. Ask him today. It's easy. Just say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Father, forgive me. Jesus, come into my heart. You don't have to have a long prayer. Make it very simple. My Bible says he hears you. And he responds. And if you do that, you know where Jesus is? He's in your heart. And if the bombs fall tomorrow, so what?
I just want to say once more, I may need to cut programming by the end of January. I'm not stressing this to coerce you to give, as that is between you and God. But I am simply just letting you know, as every time I cut programming, I always hear from folks that are shocked. But by then, I have lost that canceled time slot. I recently cut back from having to pay over $500 each month down to $400. I really do not want to cut down more, but this is a very small ministry. I hear other ministries who have budgets of thousands of dollars each month just asking and asking for more money. And I thought, I do not need such large sums. My, if I just had 20 people each month send $20, I would not have to cancel anything. I give $20, by the way, so that just leaves 19 more. Or 40 who would just send in $10 each month. Or even 80 who would send in just $5, which sounds so attainable, but it's just beyond my reach. This program will not go off the air, by the way, unless the powers that be kick me off. And that could happen because I expose sin. Unless they do kick me off, I will always have at least one program every week. And on the internet, there will always be more because it is less expensive than shortwave. I am just telling you so you know my needs, and if I must do some canceling, you will know why. I thank you all for being so faithful, my supporters and givers, and I pray for you daily. Please know that. I understand it's hard times. This program is broadcast three times each week with new material each day that airs every Monday and Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, frequency 3.185, and a little earlier on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, also 3.185. Contact information 1-607-201-5663. Write signs. P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate N-Y, 13797, USA. Website, www.neaiga.org. There's lots of free information there, and you can email me from the site also. Call 1-607-201-5663. Write signs P.O. Box 122 L-I-S-L-E-N-Y 13797 USA. Website neaiga.org. Until the next time, this is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson saying, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. We love you all. Maranatha, my friends, Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.